And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose. Grateful to be here with you guys for the day. So before we get started, do our announcements like we always do. If you're not following us on those social media links at Facebook and Twitter, that's at naturewalks.com at both of those links below. I almost said wild about animals. Y'all gotta sorry about that, but y'all gotta get used to me getting used to that, because we've been saying that the old name for almost 2 years. So Nature Walks at Twitter. And on the Facebook one, just to reiterate again, it's gonna say Nature I believe it says Nature. Yeah, Nature Talks. I am so sorry. See, Twitter at naturetalks.com, and Facebook will say Nature Walk, but it's supposed to be Nature Talk, but we'll fix that. So I do apologize. But anyway, like we're saying, Nature Talk in will be the Twitter one, and Facebook will have Nature Walk because of a mishap, and we can't change it for another 30 days. But anyway, getting back on topic, those social media links, if you want to go use those if you want to stay updated. Send me any questions if you want to send them live while the show was going on and all that good stuff. And how are you guys doing? Hope you're doing well, achieving your goals. Today has been a day for me. Past couple weeks have been something, but I'm a power through. I will muster through all this stuff. And today, guys, we're going to be talking about something very interesting today. We're going to be talking about harvestmen, or Daddy Long Legs, or Granddaddy Long Legs, for those who may know them, because they have a variety of names. But I thought it would be interesting to talk about these guys in particular, because not a lot of people know a lot of stuff about them. So that's where, you know, I come in to kind of teach people, you know, about different varieties of animals. So like I said, these guys have like three different names that you may know them. Harvestmen is their official name, while Daddy Long Legs is kind of the general name that people give them, or Granddaddy Long Legs. Now, the most interesting thing about these guys is the Harvestman gets a lot of confusion with spiders. The thing about it is, though, they're not spiders. They're in the same family, but they're not spiders. They get usually confused with, like, Harvestman spiders or other insects, such as, like, the crane fly or the cellar spider, to be specific. You know, but the difference is, if you guys want to know the difference, is a harvestman will just have one, it'll be like a long legs, and it'll be like a singular round body and just one segment in the middle, while with spiders, they'll have a segment and a large abdomen at the back. So that's usually a good way to tell the difference between a spider and a harvestman. Because like I said, you know, now, with that being said, you know, the harvestman, all of their abdomen is all in one components. So the unison between them, their abdomen and all the other stuff is all in one body part, unlike the spider, which has two segments. They have one. Now, most spiders usually have 3 to 4 pairs of eyes, typically, while the harvestman only has one pair of eyes, which is usually located on top of its thorax. And another feature of harvestmen that's pretty noticeable is their very long legs. Now, this isn't like a typical way to identify them. Probably the easiest way is to, like, the body segments, like I told you. Another thing is harvestmen don't have sick glands, and they can't create webs. However, they do have glands that they can make smelly secretions from, and we'll get into what they do with those later. Now, we're going to debunk a myth that some people might tell you. So, over the years, there's been an urban legend that says that harvestmen are some of the most venomous animals in the world. First things first, that's a completely false, because unlike spiders, harvestmen do not have venom glands. They have a mouth and a jaw, and they're actually too small to do any harm to humans. So the next time you see these guys are completely harmless to you. They won't harm you. They can't harm you. More than likely, they won't even try to, but that's just something to think about. Now, the cool thing that these guys do is harvestmen actually eat solid pieces of food. For those who don't know, when spiders kill their prey, when they bite it, they usually release a digestive enzyme inside of their food, and they basically ingest it like a giant milkshake or a smoothie, have you will. The harvestmen eat solid pieces of food, which means it actually chews its food, which is very interesting when you think about it. Now, according to scientists, there are about over 6,000 species of harvestmen known, And they actually believe there's actually many more in existence, but they just haven't found them yet. And you can find these guys on every single continent except Antarctica, obviously because of how cold it is there. Now, the greatest variety of them usually live in very tropical areas. So us who live in the southern states, we are pretty known to see them. And they come in a variety of colors. Some have dull colors, some are green, some are yellow, and some are even red. And those particularly live in the tropical areas. Now, you can find most of these guys if you're actually looking for them in, like, humid places. So, under leaf litter, crevices, caves, or under rocks or tree bark is another good way to find them. Sometimes, though, you can even find them in your basement or your houses. They can be in, like, the crawl spaces for people who have, like, basements outside or whatever. Now, the cool thing about these guys and how they have their name, the Harvestmen, it was the fact that these animals were most often seen in late summer, early fall, during the harvest season. And they're usually visible between this time because it's generally the time when they all come out to mate. So typically, the harvest season is how they got their name. Now, harvestmen's daily life is typically they're nocturnal animals, but some do come out in the morning, but typically at nighttime is when they're mostly active. They dehydrate easily, so they often hunt briefly during the day and then go hiding for a while. These guys are considered omnivores, which means they eat meat and plants, but the main diet they'll eat other insects, spiders, mites. Occasionally, they'll tackle a snail and plant material. There haven't been any shown proof yet, but there have been studies that said that they could be scavengers, which means they eat dead carcasses of the other animals. Now, the way that it works with the harvestmen and how they, you know, feed themselves is if, like I told you before, they have 8 legs, but the first two are very small, short appendages called pitipalps. And basically what they use these for is they can pick up the food and they can move it around the best way to manipulate it into their mouth. And basically that's how they pass the food from where it is into their mouth. Now, research has also shown that at least some of these are at the tip of the end of these pitipalps, or feelers, if you want to call them that. They have little hairs on them that actually secrete a type of glue. This actually helps them grab onto their prey and help them stick onto it so it can't get away from them. And like, you know, even with their, you know, 2 eyes that I told you, they can detect intensity light, but they can't tell what the image is. So I guess the best way to say it is it's like they can see light, but they can't determine what it is. And they also need help of their other senses to find their prey. Oh, let's see. What else have we took down in our notes? Alright, so harvestmen have been observed drawing their legs through their jaws to clean them. I've seen a lot of behaviors in, like, from my experiences watching insects. Insects will spend a lot of time cleaning, like, their antennae and all this other stuff. So probably the harvestman is doing this because it depends on the sense of touch. Sense of touch is probably its most important sense out of all of them. And it probably needs these feelers to be at tip-top shape and condition to make sure that the senses are all in high working order, especially when it's hunting as well. Now, like we were stating before, the animal does have 8 legs, just like a spider. The tips of these have multiple joints, and they're covered with fine hairs and have a hook at the end. They also have a second pair of legs that can sense organs and are used for probing the environment, like they can detect different chemicals in the air, vibrations if they need to. And so this is probably why I said, you know, they have a very sensitive sense of touch and probably a sense of sound as well, probably. Now, with all these things, you would think, well, can these, you know, looking at a harvestman, you know, from a standpoint view, you're probably like, well, how can these little guys protect themselves? Well, most of their main predators include spiders, scorpions, amphibians, lizards, and birds, and probably, you know, some small mammals probably will take the time to hunt these guys for food. Now they can protect themselves in multiple ways. One way is they have pores that release a secretion with bad smells. And this probably smells bad to a lot of animals and tastes bad to predators who eat them. Now, you're probably saying, well, Jose, if they eat one and they just get a bad taste, won't the animal try to eat it again? Well, it's been shown that animals like the harvestmen or any other variety of animals that give off a pungent odor have a bad taste. So if an animal eats one and if they see another one later down the line, they actually won't eat it again because they'll remember that the first time they ate one of these guys, it was sickening. So basically that memory of what happened will make them want to let the harvestmen go. Another thing that the harvestmen can do, which is very similar to what lizards can do, they can actually release the leg from their body in order to distract a predator from them. This behavior is known as autonomy, you know, but unfortunately, unlike the lizard, the leg doesn't regenerate, but it can often usually keep going forward without having that leg. And like the lizard tail, the leg will twitch for a while, and which probably serves as a distraction for the predator so the harvestman can get away. Let's see. Another common defense is usually if a daddy long leg comes across an enemy, they'll usually freeze when the enemy is detected, and they'll just stand there until the danger has passed. And they also use camouflage because if you've seen them, like, they'll usually match the foliage that they're in, so they'll usually have, like, brown or dull colors that typically disguise them and blend into their environment. Now, another interesting thing that these guys do is a defense mechanism that some species is known as bobbing. What that means is they will vibrate rapidly, which appears to distract the predator. And basically, they'll move in an up and down motion, very, very fast motion. And basically, the predator will be so just stunned and just watching this animal just do this that they don't know, like, what is going on with it. And it probably is to make them look very bigger than they really are and maybe entice some animals not to hunt them. Now, maybe the main thing, and this has actually happened to me recently these past couple of weeks, I've been seeing clusters of harvestmen gathering on the building of my job. They sometimes gather in the hundreds and thousands of big groups, basically closenesses. It will be like interlocking their legs. It's like a giant little furry cluster. Basically, they do this to provide, you know, may provide some warmth and some protection for them as well. And this may also enhance the effect of the odor that we stated before to prevent other animals from coming near them. Sometimes if they do get closer, a predator does get close, the entire group of the cluster will actually move and shake. And it'll basically be like a giant mass is moving. And basically the predator will be scared off from eating these guys. Now, with that being said, the main question is, you know, do you have anything to worry about with these daddy long legs? Well, the first thing is, like I stated before, these guys are harmless to people. They don't even have jaws strong enough to even bite in the skin of a person. However, they are beneficial, especially to those who are farmers and gardeners, because these guys take care of bugs that are pests in your garden. And not only that, they also take care of pests that can harm you, like mites or ticks as well. So, basically what I'm trying to say is, these guys get a very bad rap because they look like spiders. And a lot of people have fear of spiders, mainly from not knowing much about spiders, or taking the time to learn about spiders and their importance. And these guys have the same effect, you know, and this is just a misidentification because they get mixed up with a lot of animals that people think that they're not. You know, and like I said, you know, these animals are just trying to live just like you and I are, and they exist, and basically they have some value. You know, like I said before, you know, they keep the pest control or the pest population in check. So if you do guys come across these guys, just let them go about their way. They're not going to harm you, and they're like weirdly cute in a way. That's a little weird way to say it, you know. But that will be probably the end of us talking about harvestmen. Just a little bit of short little show today. And then a quick little announcement about next week. So next week we do have one coming up, and that's going to be a deep discussion question. Well, not deep, but a discussion topic. You guys saw it on the schedule. Hopefully we may have a guest. If not, it'll just be me by my lonesome, which is perfectly fine. The Patreon is coming. There's been a lot of stuff going on, guys. But I'm trying to get it out, the content out as best that I can. If you can tell right now, I sound a little drained because I'm tired. But I said, I'm not going to postpone it. I'm going to push through it. But with that being said, guys, this is going to be the end of our podcast for the day. I hope you guys learned a little bit more about harvestmen or daddy long legs, whichever one you want to call them. And hopefully you'll have a deeper understanding and more compassion for these guys if you do come across them. But with that being said, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Happy Juneteenth, even though it's June 21st. You know, for those who did celebrate, you know, hope you had a good happy Juneteenth. And you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining. And I will see you guys next week.